This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. President Obama is visiting Alaska later this month. Thursday morning, he explained why in a video on his upcoming visit.
I'm going because Alaskans are on the front lines of one of the greatest challenges we face this century, climate change. You see, climate change once seemed like a problem for future generations.
But he says climate change is a reality and its effects are apparent across the country, including Alaska.
In Alaska, glaciers are melting. The hunting and fishing upon which generations have depended for their way of life and for their jobs are being threatened. Storm surges once held at bay now endanger entire villages. As Alaskan permafrost melts, some homes are even sinking into the ground. The state's God-given natural treasures are all at risk.
President Obama will travel outside Anchorage, making him the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Alaska Arctic. He's scheduled to speak in Anchorage on August 31st at a State Department summit called to discuss climate change with representatives from other Arctic nations. To see the video, go to whitehouse.gov/Alaska. A massive software project that has run millions of dollars and years over original expectations was halted yesterday by Anchorage's new mayor. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the move is meant to re-examine the city's path forward, but won't totally shut off money for the project.
Implementing the SAP software across the municipality's offices is, to put it mildly, a pretty giant mess. There are a lot of unflattering numbers associated with the program's overruns. When former Mayor Dan Sullivan's administration announced the project in 2011, it was forecast to cost around $11 million and take just a year and a half to come online. But Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson ran through a much different timeline at the start of a committee meeting.
September 2014, project now 2 years behind schedule. Budget is $31.4 million, tripling the projected cost.
Currently, it costs the city around $50,000 a day to pay for employees, consultants, and office space, all without a clear end date. So, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz announced his administration has decided to take what he's calling a pause.
And at this juncture, the responsible course of action for us to follow is to take a pause and to assess where we are, make a determination about what options we're going to have moving ahead.
The length of that pause has yet to be determined. It'll cost the city several $100,000 just shutting down current operations. That is, paying consultants as their jobs wind down, keeping up with rent payments, and other obligations. No city employees will lose work. They'll all be reassigned internally. This is the third time the SAP project has been put on hold. And Assemblymember Amy Domboski, who was critical of the last administration's spending on the project, reminded the new administration that the longer the pause, the more costly it is to resume operations down the line. Asked whether full termination was a possibility, Berkowitz replied,
"We're going to be reviewing all options."
The administration has recruited a team of seven Alaskans, mostly from the private sector, to review the project. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Thursday, the Rasmussen Foundation released the results of a poll gauging Alaskans' knowledge of the state's budget shortfall and their opinions on how to deal with it. The poll was conducted in mid to late July by the firm Strategies 360. It had a sample size of just over 1,200 people. 85% of respondents said they had heard about the state's multi-billion dollar shortfall. More than 30% mentioned the economy and state budget as issues the legislature and governor should address. However, two-thirds showed a low level of trust in state officials to, quote, do the right thing for Alaska residents, end quote. Governor Bill Walker fared better than the state legislature in the poll, with an approval rating of 53%. Legislators collectively received an approval rating just less than one-third. A majority of Alaskans polled said some form of new revenue is necessary, and many believe it should accompany budget cuts. The Rasmussen poll presented sales tax, income tax, reduction in oil tax credits, capping the permanent fund dividend, and use of the permanent fund's earnings reserve as potential revenue streams for the state. Of those, only a personal state income tax saw majority disapproval. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.